Part 2, Chapter 28, Gateway. Empathy is a character trait that we value in ourselves and in our friends, colleagues, and the professionals who serve us. The know-how to be empathetic is central to practical wisdom. Unless we can understand how others think and feel, it's difficult to know the right thing to do. But empathy has its dark side. Too much understanding and sensitivity, too much seeing things from the other's perspective, can cloud judgment and paralyze choice. Edmund Pellegrino, a scholar of bioethics, explains it like this. If a physician identifies too closely as co-sufferer with the patient, she loses the objectivity essential to the most precise assessment of what is wrong, of what can be done, and of what should be done to meet those needs. Excessive co-suffering also impedes and may even paralyze the physician into a state of inaction. Exercise 1. Accepting that emotions and feelings are a normal and natural part of existence is central to their effective management. This will allow you to deal with them more effectively, rather than constantly responding in a shocked, negative, or reactive way. Experiments with animals show that when given a red light to warn them in advance that a shock is coming, they will show less stress compared to those who are given no warning. The signal allows the animals to predict the shock, and with their anxiety thus removed, their bodies can relax. Those subjected to unpredictable shocks remain alert all the time. Practicing acceptance provides you with a type of generalized warning system which will enable you to minimize the impact of painful emotions. Exercise 2. If your emotional life is governed by guilt, you are wasting too much energy on that emotion. That's not to say that all guilt is bad. Some guilt is a good thing. Guilt may have evolved because it helps us to change our course of action and make compensations. When our guilt stems from situations like overeating, postponing, or wasting money, it signals us that there has been a breakdown in self-control. It forces us to pause and provides us the opportunity to regain control of ourselves. We've all experienced the internal brake function of guilt. Remember the last time that you skipped going to the gym or had too many drinks? Guilt and the accompanying grief and regret is the emotion that gets us to drag our heavy bodies onto the treadmill and to pay the bartender and leave. Guilt is a powerfully motivating emotion. Exercise 3. Lighting helps structure our perceptions of an environment, and these perceptions may influence the type of messages we send. If we enter a dimly lit or candle-lit room, we may talk more softly, sit closer together, and presume that more personal communication will take place. When the dim lights are brightened, however, the environment tends to invite less intimate interaction. When dimly lit nightclubs flash on bright lights, it is often a signal that closing time is near and allows patrons some time to make the transition from one mood to another. Psychologists Carr and Dabbs found that the communication of intimate questions in dim lighting with non-intimates caused a significant hesitancy in responding, a significant decrease in eye contact, and a decrease in the average length of a gaze. All of these nonverbal behaviors appear to be efforts to create more psychological distance and decrease the perceived inappropriateness of the intimacy created by the lighting and the questions. Exercise 4. When we take the perspective of others, we try to grasp what something means to them and how they perceive things. This requires suspending judgment, at least temporarily. We can't appreciate someone else's perspective when we're imposing our own evaluations of whether it is right or wrong, sensible or crazy. Instead, we have to let go of our own perspective and perceptions long enough to enter the world of another person. Doing this allows us to understand issues from another person's point of view, so that we can communicate more effectively with her or him. At a later point in interaction, we may choose to express our own perspective or to disagree with another's views. This is appropriate and important in honest communication. But voicing our own views is not a substitute for the equally important skill of recognizing another's perspective.